We got enough to do the flag salute and the. All right. Why don't we start with the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is the March 7th, 2022 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and a notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, now it's on right now. Yeah.
Ms. Quincher? Absent.
I'm not even going to say the word.
Okay. Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Ms. Johnson?
Absent.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Not present.
Mr. Millay?
Present.
And Mr. Semay?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay. Let's kick off. The first item on the agenda are the meeting minutes. We've got the first set is June 5, 2018. The eligible members are Mr. Higgins, Ms. Kleinhans, and Mr. Semay. These have been previously distributed by Denise. If there are any questions or comments.
None from me.
If not, is there a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll move it.
There's a limited number of people who have
I know.
Bill and I are neither of us.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
here.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. The next minutes are January 10th, 2022. Again, they were previously distributed. Any questions or comments?
Did anybody send you any comments?
Yes.
Because I did pick up one and I didn't get a chance to email you back.
Which one was it?
The missing members of the ordinance committee.
Yes. Yep, that was one of two, but yes, I got it. And that you're the third person who caught that.
Wow. Yeah, we got
I was
that
just
one.
Just testing to see who was paying attention.
So I'll make the motion. And I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. So we have a resolution, which is the Clinton Township Planning Board 2022 resolution adopting emergency remote meeting protocols, procedures, and requirements for public participation at remote meetings.
And even though, Mr. Chairman, you're not planning for now to have any more remote meetings, in the event that you have to go back to remote, you need this resolution adopted. We should have adopted it at the reorg meeting. It was an oversight, but we got to get this thing adopted.
Right. This just allows for the ability to flex into remote or not. We talked about it at the reorg. We just didn't have it ready, so now we do.
Yeah.
Anybody have any questions or comments or concerns on that? If not, is there a motion to adopt resolution regarding emergency remote meeting protocols, procedures, requirements?
Second.
So we got Ms. Kleinhans and Mr. Glaser.
Thank you. Mr. Local? Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. We now have a request for extension of time, CRC Communities at Longview Manor, Inc., Lot 10, Lots 1 and 901. Applicant is requesting a 3-year extension of preliminary subdivision approval as well as the deadline for submission of final subdivision.
Good evening, Chairman Semay and Planning Board members. I'm here tonight with Rob Cecchio, who is the president of CRC Communities, including the applicant here, CRC Communities at Longview Manor, Inc. It's just so exciting
Excuse
to be
me,
back in person.
Should I call Tom?
Oh.
Or was that for the other one?
No, we were having Tom for the consistency review.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Very good. All right, there's a lot of history on this. I'm going to assume that you've read my letter, but maybe just a little summary would be useful. If you're like me, anything that happened 2 weeks ago is beyond my recollection. So this goes back a lot of years. The genesis for where we are with the subdivision today is an application that was submitted that conformed with the zoning at the time, but the zoning was changed during the course of public hearings on that application. That was a number of years ago, but at the time, the municipal land use law didn't provide for the protection against zoning changes once an application was complete. That resulted in some litigation that was settled very quickly with the town. And the result of the litigation was a settlement agreement that provided for 15 single-family detached dwelling lots on the property. Property is 170 acres in size, quite large, even by Clinton Township standards, I would say. It's lots 1 and 9.01 in Block 10 on the west side of Cokesbury Road. So it's probably closer to Highbridge than it is to the centers of Clinton Township. The request here, I have to apologize to the board. My client reminded me today that I was supposed to ask for 4.5 years extension rather than 3, as my letter reflects. The last extension we did was for the Headley Farm Estate property, and that was a request for 4.5 years that was granted by this board. I'm sorry, my mistake. I asked for 3. But because of a lot of problems in the housing market that are detailed in the letter and problems with the supply chain, the cost of building materials, there's a lot of things that are generating a need for a lot more time to tee the subdivision up to the point where the homes can actually be constructed, marketed, and sold. In the letter from me that you have in front of you, the basic background here.
Julie, please address it. You have 2 letters, January 25 and February 9. Specify which one you're talking about first.
Okay, very good. The February 9 letter is just kind of an update to the original request, acknowledging the fact that Governor Murphy imposed another public health emergency after we had already submitted this request.
Can I talk that one first with you?
Sure. So I just to, you know, kind of close the loop, I'm sorry. Go ahead, John. Well, I have it attached. I'm going to look. I know that it is effective as of January 11th, and it was, yeah, John, it was also signed. It shows the sign and seal for the governor as of January 11th, 2022 as well.
Because the one that was in existence was not extended because the legislature refused. So when did the health emergency that was in existence expire? That also January 11th.
No. As set forth in my original January 25th letter, the public health emergency was declared to have started on March 9, 2020, and was declared to have terminated on June 2, 2021. So this...
My point is that in reading the COVID Extension Act, which is found at NJSA 40:55D-136.7 et sec. It defines the COVID-19 extension period as beginning March 9, 2020, and continuing for as long as the Public Health Emergency Act has been declared by the governor is in effect. And the way I interpret this is that this went hand in hand with a prior public health emergency, which then expired. So the fact that the governor declared a new health emergency, I don't think that you're entitled to the automatic extension under COVID-19. I think you have to rely on what you have in your January 25th letter, not what you argue in your February 9th letter.
Understood, and I really wouldn't argue with that on any level, because I know I heard on Friday that the governor was going to terminate.
It was terminated
today, right? So what we're talking about is something less than 2 months. At any rate, it's not significant for this application. So, you know, that's a question that has been discussed among a lot of builders in the New Jersey Builders Association. And next time I hear it discussed, I will convey your interpretation to them.
Yeah, a lot of people will disagree with me, but as usual, I think I'm right.
did you get away with that a lot with your family over the past couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Or you just... needed to exercise that today, I'm sure.
That's good.
Yes. All right. So sticking with the January 25th, 2022 request, just all the background on the subdivision is laid out there. And, you know, as you may recall, if you were involved, you've been here a couple of times when we've requested extensions. There were a lot of very unusual problems with this subdivision, including an environmental consultant who did not realize there was a C1 water immediately adjacent to the property. Now, that water is not on this property, but it was so close that it resulted in a 300-foot riparian zone on the property that had not been accommodated in the plans to begin with. There were mistakes with the wetlands, failing to realize that some of the wetlands are exceptional resource value and had 150-foot buffers associated with them rather than 50-foot buffers, engineers who retired, disappeared, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there were a lot of unusual problems associated with the subdivision, even after everything was worked out with Clinton Township and the litigation settlement agreement. In the material you have with my letter, you have Mr. Cecchio's letter, which explains the investment in the property to date of just over $4.8 million, which comes out to about $320,744 per lot. That's just to get us to the point that we're at now. That doesn't include, you know, the additional planning costs and construction costs, whatever those might be in the future, to build a home on each of these lots. So the projection that Mr. Cecchio has made is that these homes would, each individual home would have to sell in the range of 1.6 to 1.85 million apiece. Presently, based on the data we have, the MLS data that we have, the market is not here yet. Not here yet anyway in Clinton Township. The market has been, housing market has been better in general throughout the state over the past 2 years than it was the last time we asked for an extension, but the market has not improved dramatically in Hunterdon County, and certainly in Clinton Township there has not been a lot of single family building activity. Older homes are on the market and they are selling, but they're not selling in this price range that we're talking about here. So the analysis that the board has to do for an extension under the Jordan Developers case involves a balancing of public and private interests. The private interest, obviously, of CRC is clearly set forth. They have a large investment in the property, and they would like to keep the subdivision intact so that hopefully sometime in the near future, as opposed to the far future, they will be able to build the 15 homes that this subdivision encompasses. The public interest here is in enforcing a zoning change, but weighed against that, as expressed in your last extension resolution, is the fact that the layout provided for in the litigation settlement agreement was declared by the board at the time to be, I'm just looking for the language, a better zoning alternative than would have been provided under the RC zoning, which was the zoning that came into effect for this property. Additionally, 126 acres, at least 126 acres of open space will be provided through this subdivision in the arrangement that the subdivision shows. And as one of the conditions of approval, the developer will be funding four group home bedrooms that generate, John, I think that's 4 plus 4 credits, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. So it is part of the town's affordable housing plan, and those four units are part of this approval. So unless you really have any questions for me, that's what we're looking for. 4.5 years, which would run from the date of February 9, 2022, 4.5 years from then, and that would be not just an extension of the preliminary subdivision, but also an extension of the time needed to submit the application for final subdivision approval.
Well, before people ask you questions, what's the significance of 4.5 years?
It's something less than the 5-year period that would require us to do a full-blown public notice to request an extension. So it could be 4.99, but
the maximum, or close to the maximum, you can ask for without having to notify the public of your request.
Correct.
When was this originally, the original approval was what, 2009, I read the...
That is correct, Chairman. November 16, 2009 was the original approval.
So I'm just asking because I'm trying to square in my mind the fact that house prices have been crazy in New Jersey and the country. They've been up a lot. There's no inventory. There's bidding wars. This is all, I know this in Clinton Township. I've had people ask me, how come these housing developments that are approved, this one, there's one on Payne Road, how come they're not building these houses? Help me square, when I read this memo, I feel like I'm back in 2008 and the world is ending. I can't square the fact that I think it's a pretty positive market, but the argument here is the market's not good, so defer this for 4.5 years. Help me understand that.
Right, Chairman. I understand your point, and certainly the argument is not the same as it was 3 years ago. 3 years ago, when we asked for the MLS data, we got almost, it was easy to analyze because there was very little in the way of sales in any price range. There was not much in the way of contracts. Not many homes had closed over a five-year period preceding that. Now the data is better, but all of the sales appear to be in, you know, the sweet spot in Hunterdon County of, I'm just saying this as the range, it's not precise, say 600,000 to 800,000 is a market that is very acceptable. There's a lot of buyers. A lot of the older homes are going in that price range. If a new home could be sold in that price range, it would go off in a moment. But what we're looking at here is because of the sunk costs up to this point, just to break even today would require each of the homes to sell for at least $1.65 million. And that is the problem with this subdivision. So the market in that higher price range has got to get a lot better because there's 15 of them. So if you could sell one or two, that would be fine, but you'd end up putting in even more sunk costs to get the infrastructure in, everything you need to do to get those first two COs. But if the market wasn't there for the remaining units, the subdivision would be a failure. So it has to be looked at that way. It's not like selling an individual home that, you know, may have 6 to 8 bedrooms. It's very large. It's in a nice established subdivision. You know, just one home, the analysis is different than it has to be for a subdivision with 15 homes, which is a large subdivision for Clinton Township.
You know, the way I always think of things, and I'm different, I always try to test it by pushing it to the limits on either side, right? So I just don't get how long does it take? Why is 4 years or 4.5 years an answer here? Why isn't a year? Why hasn't been the last year? In other words, I'm just trying to get my head around, you know, if there's not a market for 1.8 million houses in Clinton Township, will there be?
Well, if I knew that, I would make an investment.
I do too. I'm a homeowner, but the market seems to be clearly getting better, and you know, we assume that to be the case.
Any projection on when, if ever, the homes could sell at these prices, $1.65 to $1.85 million in Clinton Township? Any idea?
You know, John, that would be such an arbitrary, how do you, I don't have an idea. We hope that in the next few years it'll get there. Or that costs will come back down. So that's the other issue that's happened here. Although we've had a nice increase in volume and you know, number, but the costs have gone through the roof. Lumber prices are insane. Supply chain, you know, windows, we used to pay, for argument's sake, you know, $350 for an Anderson window is now 75% higher than that. So it's you know, we used to, for a 4-inch piece of Schedule 40 pipe, it used to be $22. Now it's $85. So it's, you know, we wrestle with all these things.
So it's not an either or. It's you're suggesting that at some point in the near term, perhaps, in the next 5 years or 4 years, that the costs would come down such that you could sell a house more in the range that you typically see homes sell for in Clinton Township. I mean, we don't see too many that are over. I don't remember ever seeing too many in that range.
No, your data shows that 1.5 million is kind of on the top end of Clinton Township.
It is, yeah. But the reason, the rationale for some of that is the cost, you know, the increases that we've seen in cost. So if those things moderate or come back down to where they should be, we'll be okay. You know, right now they continue to get worse. So
yeah, I was going to say, at some point they'll plateau, maybe not, and not grow as quickly.
You know, we saw lumber go from $450 a board foot to over $1,500 board foot, and then it moderated back down. Now it's back up. So, you know, I mean, that's all I have to say. It's a big sigh. I mean, we want to build the subdivision, right? It's either sort of throw the towel and just build at a loss, which we don't want to do, obviously, for obvious reasons.
I just struggle with the forever seeming kick it down the road. You know, if we're trying to make something that doesn't work, then maybe it's not the right solution. We've been numerous times good on extending.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like a 4.5 year ask. In a world that, and we don't know. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. If I did, I wouldn't be sitting here. I'd be on my island, and I'd invite you all down.
Right? Sure, sure.
But the practical reality is the word is interest rates are going up. That doesn't help house prices. The word is commodity prices aren't coming down.
Yeah, sure, all those things.
There's all this stuff out here that just keeps saying, I'm not sure why that is. I would feel comfortable using that as hang my hat on saying extend it. You know, give me another reason that says, it's worth extending this versus just, you know, if I wait a few more years, maybe things work out. I'm just trying to, that's my...
You know, what choice do I have, right? It's to ask for an extension and in hopes of things getting better. Either way, whether prices continue to increase or costs come down to a point where this thing is buildable.
So if you were in our, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to get to is I'm afraid, like, we were here a few years ago and we said, yep, take a shot. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm running the Groundhog Day tape where 4 years from now you're going to come back in and say, you know what? This happened, that happened, this happened. At what point do we really look at this and say, is this the right solution for that land? That's my, someone else jump in here, but that's my.
Can I just make a suggestion?
Yeah.
You want to buy it? That could be a solution, right? I mean,
if you're uncomfortable with basing this on economic conditions, because the actual economic conditions have improved, they haven't gone down,
mm-hmm.
You could just take the economic conditions out of the reasoning, because a balancing test, you balance the rest of the stuff. I mean, one question you could ask yourself is, you know, you take a look at the rest of the items in the January 25th letter, and you can balance the rest of them and just eliminate economic conditions. If that's what's troubling you, then you don't want to base it on, and just don't base it on that.
Yeah, look, I'll let others talk, because I'm just one of the few here. I think I would have a hard time hanging it on, you know, the real estate market. I think the second thing I would throw out there is I don't know why 4.5 years is the solution versus maybe there's a shorter period to come back in and talk to us, because look, we're all interested in making sure that the property's developed appropriately, et cetera. It's just if we're endlessly kicking this thing down the road, at some point, when do we say, I've talked enough, so I'll let my fellow board members say some things, but.
No, I don't disagree, because this would take about 17 years for initial approval. We would say that we don't give permanent approvals or anything, but this sounds pretty permanent when you're 17 years. That said, a lot of open space on the parcel, so it's a pretty compelling subdivision in my mind. It would pretty use the space where we want to go with land use in the township. I did have a question in that regard, maybe for John. I don't know if it's the attorney, but is there any significance the fact that we opted in the Highlands Preservation Area in 2017, does that change our rationale of being superior to RC, or is it just a neutral?
The zoning has changed from 5 in that area to 9 acres per house.
We exceed that in this proposal anyways, right?
Well, the way it works with Highlands is absent some forested areas or prime groundwater recharge. I don't know all the details on the lots. But, you know, if there aren't those kinds of problems, you get 10 acres. So
it's de minimis.
So if you know, sort of, if you start it over, maybe you squeeze another two cars, two.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, right? So it's not. I think we're saying it. It doesn't make our zoning side of it any worse. It wouldn't have said, oh, God, if it came to us today, it would have to be a different proposal just because we're in Highlands Preservation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you would have to
study that a little bit.
It doesn't sound like it would be a...
Right, so we're going to have Tom take a look at that. That's one of the things we hang our hats on.
Things like recharge and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah, I would just add to that the fact that this property is in the Highlands planning area. And yes, I understand that you have opted in your preservation and planning area in Clinton Township. Yes, I knew what you meant, but I thought I'd just correct it for the record. And just from my knowledge of how the Highlands Land Use Ordinance works, it would be completely destructive of any rational development on this property. And I agree with Mr. Higgins' analysis, you know, just on a broad brush basis, you know, one unit per 10 acres based on the septic criteria, it comes out pretty much in that range, but there's a lot of other restrictive requirements that would apply, and I can say this subdivision needs to be protected from the Highlands Ordinance, and that's one of the critical things that we're doing here with the extension and trying to keep the subdivision alive. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was really wondering about, because it seems unlikely that a home is going to sell for the price range you're talking about on a 2.5-3 acre lot, average 3 acre lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to have to be big enough for your neighbors arguing inside the house. And I was wondering if a redesign had been even thought about with larger lots, since we've got so much encumbered land. But if you thought about it and there's enough Highlands-related restrictions that you think would be an impediment to that, then that's not.
You know, we haven't thought about that. I'm not sure how practical.
If each parcel had 8 acres, would that drive the price up? You know, the purchase price up? Or is that not a big variable?
I don't think it's a huge variable. That's my opinion. I think people are sort of get nervous with that size and how they take care of it and deal with all that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if is that possible? I mean, could we do that without...
Julie knows this, but the Highlands RMP allows one to include all of the environmentally constrained lands in mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
Nitrate pollution.
God, that's the difference, right?
So the wetlands don't hurt.
They don't hurt us, yeah.
But again, there's other nuances which I'm not all that familiar with.
Right. Well, it would involve an amended subdivision application.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, if the board very much favors it, we could certainly look at that over, you know, some period of time during an extension.
It seems very unlikely with small lots in this township. I mean, you know, you've been through a period where demand was high, interest rates were remarkably low for a remarkably long time, even before things got crazy with the lumber, you know, stuff. I mean,
you hear about it from
the housing developers.
Right, right. Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
And groundbreaking on that project coming up, I think.
The book signs up, right?
Yeah. So... lumber's back up. I see a stud, eight-foot stud for $7.
It's a little crazy.
But all that said, there was a period in time when prices were not completely crazy, the supply chain was not completely disrupted, and interest rates were remarkably low. So, and nothing has happened. So, you get the feeling you're just wishing, hope, and praying that maybe a miracle will occur.
Well, I don't know about a miracle, but, you know, I think... hey, listen, I wouldn't have thought that I saw what I saw the last 2 years happen
sure.
in Clinton.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, and I, had costs not done what they have done, we'd be okay. So it's one of those things. As costs moderate, I think we'll be okay. You know?
Part of what drove the housing market the last few years, too, though, was the same thing that drove the costs up. It was the same condition that drove interest rates down and people to stay home and people to look for houses with space and out west, and that helped our market.
Well, yeah, I think people moving out of certain areas into others certainly helped. Yeah, I think the discussion over interest rates, I think that's a whole different thing. But I also want to mention, I mean, one of the things I kind of want to bring these guys into some of our private conversations regarding. I'm going to sort of bring up the Headley track, and one of the things that I hope you guys consider is that we've given a 26% set aside there. One of the reasons for that was we were working on this very extension back when we were working with that also. And, we've always had a good working relationship with you guys, and I hope you consider that. That's all. It's one of the reasons that we were able to do that, and I hope that this project can stay intact and keep all that together. So.
Right. Look, at least from my vantage point, I'm not as close to all that. I appreciate that, mm-hmm. and I know that's all good. I'm truly just trying to help us all get to a point where, we're kind of doing the right thing and not just kicking the can, so to speak. And I feel like at 13 years, 12 years, and now pushing it to close to 17, it just feels like, like John was saying, if there's another way to make a product that's saleable, that works, that's what we ought to be trying to do. But
we could do a townhome development up there.
You know,
that would be saleable.
It's just,
I understand.
The length of the, I'll say it as me, the length, I blanch at the fact, especially that. The logic from last time was sort of put out this time, which is the market. I can't agree that the market is the reason now. I think it's, if you give me other reasons, and I would be more inclined to a shorter extension. That's me as one of people up here, and I'll let the people talk.
Okay. But why don't you straw poll people? Because if other people are uncomfortable with relying on economic conditions, then we'll just ask Julie if she'll withdraw that factor and rely on the other factors. But why don't you straw poll people? And you can also straw poll them on the time period.
Sure. How about we do a straw poll? Because I've sort of laid where I was, but, are you guys, maybe, are you comfortable with the economic rationale of the market? And B is, are you comfortable with 4 years or something less?
I'll start. I'm comfortable with the economic rationale of the cost. I'm not comfortable with the economic rationale of the sale price because I just don't see how you're going to, and 4 years from now we'll be back here again doing this if you're looking for that price.
Let's see what happens. Inflation is right? We'll
yeah.
How about 4 years?
I hope we are.
Typically good for real estate. So, look.
How about the 4.5 years, Brian? Where are you on?
Well, I was expecting 3 to have a discussion on 3.
That was my fault, and
okay.
It just seems that these years fly by.
To me, the numbers are relevant a little bit just because if it stays in the proposal that it is, we're going to be having this conversation at whatever number we set it at, in my opinion.
Kevin, one way of looking at it is that you don't want to see them again sooner.
Yeah. Right. But the other thing is then you say come in 2 years or come in a year and we'll talk and see because again, we're all trying to forecast the unforecastable.
As a means of considering something else.
Yeah, this is a tough one. If I had that much money out and looking at that, the per unit cost already, that's why I suggested just take a wild, wet finger in the wind kind of look at a redesign. And if the Highlands rates let to squeeze out another couple of units, or if having a larger average lot size provides the impetus for the ability to charge a bit more.
I suspect our infrastructure gets ridiculous. I don't know. We have to. We could certainly, if you guys were to turn this down, we would I'm not sure what benefit that is, but...
I mean, I'm not a developer. I'm not a housing developer, so I don't understand the market.
In the interim, though, let's assume that they look at that. In the interim, they want some sort of extension. So let's say they, for their own good, they look at some alternatives. In the interim, for straw poll purposes, where are you as to the reasoning, and where are you as to how many years?
I'm like Brian. The economic argument, no. The market argument, no. It's just going to get, I think, worse as interest rates continue to go up. But on the supply chain and the cost of materials, absolutely, that's a killer. And the ability to guarantee you can get what you need in the time frame you need it, besides the pricing. So it's an inconvenient time right now to build. I won't argue that. I'd be good for 2, maybe 3. Recognizing that, hopefully, we will be seeing more of each other as and if Headley proceeds. And, we do value that relationship. I don't think I hear anybody wanting to hurt this development. They're just trying to, move it along,
But, yeah, you just have to remember that these two are, in my mind, are tied together.
Yeah.
You really have to understand that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they are. You know, there's...
And the good news is we have a phasing plan, so we both know the first phase is zero. And the next phase is, since Julie re-educated me, I completely forgot about the phasing plan some months ago. So at least early on, on that ground, it's a gentle slope. That tail end is, significant.
Yeah.
Hurts, yeah.
Yeah, it's, so, you know.
I said it before, we value the relationship, and it appears to me that we're going to be working together for some time in the future.
So absolutely.
We need to treat each other with respect.
No question.
Sue, what do you think?
Well, I'm not really in the real estate area, but I don't really see... I mean, I know the houses on my street are selling like hotcakes. They're not $1.6 to $1.7 million houses, but they go up, they get bid up, they sell. I mean, there's no more houses for sale. If that trend is still continuing, I don't know, because now you see the interest rates going up and you see the cost of everything going up. So maybe that's not happening anymore, but... for your scenario, that's what would have what would have to happen for you to get up to that 1.6 to 1.7. But I kind of have the feeling that if we agree to this, we'll be seeing you back here in 4.5 years.
Okay.
That's right. I mean, that's just my feeling, but.
No, thanks.
Billy? I think closest comfort of the township in the place is on Smithfield. On 2.89 acre lots. They've gone up slowly. They developed in 2004 for 1.39, I just looked. They most recently sold for close to 1.6. So there's been some appreciation, but we get the price point you want.
Mm-hmm.
I personally find the proposal for that parcel somewhat compelling. And I'm more inclined to give the extension in hopes that something like this could occur up there versus alternatives, if in fact there are alternatives given Highlands. So I might be wrong, and I turn to the developer. I'm less hung up on the interest rate thing. I don't know if that price point, that interest rates are the pure driver of the purchase decision. I just, people that are relatively fluent have other choices and places to get money, and they might have been driven by the markets other people are driven by. But the real question is, will we get to that price point, and when? I don't think it's soon. I think the longer we give, the better chances that we can get there. I'm personally open to hear if there are other alternatives along this lines for that parcel, but how much money, how much more money do you invest in that parcel?
That's
so I take that point. So I'm surprisingly okay-ish with this. The economic argument, I could accept the economic argument, I can accept the extension. I probably wish it wasn't 4.5 years. I do. I always have an aversion when we get to 17-year approval.
Well, the board has the ability to set the extension.
I agree. And that's what takes the 4.5 so long. But I come back saying, what if it's 2, what if it's 3? In for a penny, in for a pound, in my mind.
Yeah.
Let me just ask, the development you're talking about is the one at the top of the...
It is, that one little road with those big estate homes down there. There's 15 houses in there, Smithfield Drive. It's in the back, the MLS.
Yeah, that's in the comps.
And they have sold...
Just two at the end of last year for $1.5 to $1.6 million. From $1.3
to the last year.
So, when I was still mayor, a couple of them came after me about not being able to sell at any kind of reasonable price in their view. So that's good news.
They sat for a long time at that price.
Okay.
But there is maybe a rarefied market in the township for the right development
at that price.
Mm-hmm. You might have to build into or grow into it, I would say.
I think we're close to that. That's my feeling.
It's just across the street from you.
We have seen numbers like that. I just haven't seen them consistently.
Enough to sell them.
You know what I mean? That's
15 homes.
Right. With the change in costs, it's affected it. Look, if costs were back to early 2020s and prices are what they were, we're building the subdivision. I mean,
I know, but if the stock market was where it was and I sold then, I'd be on my own island. Again, that's what I'm struggling with a little bit, to be honest with you, is everybody knows the higher the price, the longer it takes to sell something, right? So if you got a $50 million condo in New York City, you're not going to sell it in 3 days like a $400,000 house. So the premise of I got to sell one a month, and you're selling a product that I think that there isn't that market, and it's going to take time to sell it. And what I'm sort of struggling with is, why not go out there and start? In other words, you saw two go in at $1.5 million at Smithfield. They're existing, you know what I mean? If you can sell a brand new one where they can put their own finishes in, when everybody was fleeing New York and everything else, but if the answer is just, I want to keep waiting and waiting, I struggle with it as me. So I feel 4.5 is too long, and I won't support the market is the problem. I agree with the costs. I would prefer, say, 2 years, because I think coming back in and talking again helps us get to a point rather than putting it in the drawer, so to speak, and just waiting. But that's me, and I'll leave it to the rest of my board.
But this is what adds cost to the project, right? All these things are... this is what continues to sort of, make it harder and make it, through this thing. I've had Bob Gazzali retired, Henderson and Bottle went bankrupt, all these things that happened coming out of, the 2008, 2010, that era, that period, it's...
Right.
Look. The greatest thing that could happen is that the market takes off from here and then we go build this project. I don't know that that's going to happen, so I want to protect myself, obviously. We're here because of that. And it just seems like 2 years is, it's not a lot of time in today's world. It seems to just go by like that. So...
I don't know. To me, you're as much as saying 2 years we're going to be where we are today, so this is just going to be suspended animation. Again, I'm one person. I'm not trying to drive things. I'll leave it to the board because. Nobody's right. I threw a number out. I threw two out.
I get it. I think everyone would agree. We'll just take out the economic conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll talk to Julie about drafting language that I think will be acceptable. Can you literally make people pick the number of years?
Right.
Start down. I would be fine with the three proposals which we've done and to interest and compromise. I could go farther, but I could certainly go with the three then if that's what was originally on the agenda.
I was thinking that's what the baby did.
I could go with 2.5 to 3.
I'm in the same boat. I could do 3. I'm thinking about supply chain disruptions. and the Ukraine and the Chinese and all that stuff. I mean, how long is that going to take to settle out? 2 weeks ago, a month ago, I'm going to say two, but
hopefully 2 weeks ago, a different feeling. Yeah. Who knows? So.
I can go with three, but no no market economics. I won't sign up to that. So
maybe you can make the motion then to grant a 3-year
extension. I'll make the motion to grant a 3-year extension, but not predicated on the market price.
Okay, so you go to Julie's letter of January 25, and you take her balance and just cross out item 3, economic conditions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it goes to Bill's point earlier, which is that I don't know that we would get a substantially better development proposal if we didn't proceed with this one.
I think we all like this. We've liked it. That's why we've carried it on. We appreciate working with you. Don't take this negative.
No, I think
we'd like to see it. Yeah. It's been approved. We'd like to see it built.
4.5 years from now, none of us may be here.
Yeah, I understand. Well, you know, it all has to
you mean sitting right there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So while we got that, I make the motion. 3-year extension, all the reasons there except for that market economic rationale. I'll make the motion. Is there a second? Thank you, Ms. Kleinhans. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening
to our cries. Our problems. Our problems. And thank you for listening to us a little. It's just
Okay.
Well,
guys, I hope not to see you
again. I agree.
I want to see that.
Yeah. Listen, there's some things that we have to redo here. Julie knows, and we're gonna, we have to deal with that C1 stream, and we're gonna come in for that, and we'll get it ready to go and see. We'll see what happens. Worst comes to worst. Hey, we built the Headley that those roads went in during a bad time. So if we get a bad time, we'll build the road.
At least it was expensive.
It was a lot less expensive, yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
All right, I'm going to call Tom for this next one. Can I loop him in here? Well, yeah, did you say here? Let me get
it. You've got to say it's consistent time, I think, right? Okay. Or not
inconsistent.
Do I need a... Yeah, I got it.
Oh. You want to try that?
Yeah. Come on. Hey, Tom, you're going to be on the speaker in just a moment. You're on the speaker.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, John.
Can you hear him, John?
Tom, you're on speaker and I'm on FaceTime.
Okay. We love you on this. This is fantastic.
All right, so this is the Master Plan Consistency Review, Ordinance Number 1165-2022, Ordinance of the Township of Clinton, Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending Chapter 165 of the Code of the Township of Clinton regarding performance and maintenance guarantees, inspections, and acceptance of improvements.
And I can kick it off if you'd like, since I had to kick it off at the council.
Please do so.
And the short story is that about 2 years ago, state law changed the MLUL and removed certain performance guarantees from being permissible. Certain performance guarantees that you can currently have in our ordinance, I should say. So out are, and this ordinance is updated to reflect those removals, as well as certain new specific items that a municipality can optionally enforce, assuming one has the requisite ordinance in place to enforce it, which we currently do not. So our current ordinance is not in compliance with MLUL, as I understand it. And the short story is, out are performance guarantees for the whole project. Now you do a performance guarantee for public improvements and perimeter landscaping. On the flip side, in are a temporary certificate of occupancy guarantee prior to the issuance of the TCO. You can require the applicant to have to submit a guarantee that you're going to finish all the work that you're getting the TCO for, if that's still outstanding. And safety and stabilization guarantees, which, in my opinion, would be quite useful for certain of the developments that we've kind of had in town that have stagnated.
Yes.
And we might wish to give a little kick in the rear end because they're not safe nor stable. And also some minor modifications regarding maintenance guarantees. And that's the extent of my knowledge. Mr. Behrens may know more. Mr. Drill may know more.
Brian has accurately recited the changes in the law. This ordinance would be consistent with the law, and really the question on this master plan consistency review was whether or not the ordinance is consistent with the master plan, or specifically not inconsistent with it. That I have no idea. I do know that this proposed ordinance is consistent with the changes to the MLU well. So that's what you got to ask Tom, if she's had a chance to look.
I did, so I'll step in. Again, for the record, this is Tom Behrens, board planner of Purchase Associates. So I did happen to review both the legislation, or I was aware of it, reviewed this new ordinance, as well as the extent to which it's inconsistent with the township's master plan. So in doing so, I took a look at the township's 2006 land use plan element, which incorporates all of the MLUL purposes, and I think the consideration of this ordinance would further advance at a minimum purpose A, which is to encourage municipal action to guide the appropriate use or development of all lands in this state in a manner which will promote the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare, as well as purpose M, which is to encourage coordination of the various public and private procedures and activities shaping land development with a view of lessening the cost of such development and to the more efficient use of land. And there is also a separate goal in the 2006 land use plan element, which seems to apply here, and that goal is to continue land use policies that promote controlled development, and this would seem to do that. And as has been mentioned before, this is this ordinance is being considered directly to address the changes to the municipal land use law relative to performance guarantees. So the township ordinances will be consistent with the state's requirements in that regard. Therefore, I would tend to think that's not only not inconsistent, but that it seems to be consistent with the township's master plan.
Okay.
John Drill, any thoughts?
That sounds really good. I didn't think of that. Did you write though? The master plan does incorporate the intents and purposes of the MLUL, so good for you.
I think Trishka mentioned also, and Brian will correct me if I'm wrong, that this incorporates by ordinance much of the language we would include in developer agreements when we have them, which is all the
correct.
Yeah. So now we have it by ordinance. We've got some enforceability where we might not have had it otherwise,
yeah.
Which I think is beneficial to the township in terms of controlling our development better.
And to the point I made before, when we're all not here in these chairs, it's clear to everybody, including future attorneys and administrator, what the process is supposed to be and what is expected of development.
Okay. I have one minor. Look at page 2, A2. Mm-hmm. There's something wrong with that last sentence, unless it's me. Somebody help me. I was an engineer. No, it says, surety bond may therefore be restored to, if necessary, for the completion.
Oh.
I don't follow that. Maybe you can help me understand that.
Which page is that on?
Item 2.
The first paragraph. At least 10% of the amount of the performance guarantee is self-deposited.
There's too many, whatever, twos and fours and something or something.
But maybe it doesn't need two. Maybe just.
I think it doesn't, but I'm just. Sue owes me a quarter if that's a find.
I think you might be right. You might be right, Google.
Ken, my suggestion is have the board, the action the board takes should be, is it consistent or inconsistent or not inconsistent, and then just informally have
That's my only point. Why not take advantage of other people looking at something that if, I would have figured someone would have seen it, but that's fine. So if it's not, does the board, you know, any discussion or any concerns that this is consistent with the master plan?
None.
I think the rationale Tom says and Brian says is fine. So is there a motion to, what do we do, John?
The
consistent.
Yeah, the master plan.
Yes. Somebody want to make that?
I'll make the motion that we deem this ordinance to be consistent with the master plan.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Ryan. Roll call.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Good.
Hey, Denise, you're doing a letter on this, right?
You're going to do a letter just saying we deemed it right.
But I will not, I will just discuss the wording.
Just discuss that. Just that's all.
I will put that in the letter.
Right. It's totally just somebody just no, we don't know. I can tell you that. That's totally. That's just.
That's what I'm thinking too. I'm not
worried about. I'm in agreement too. That's all right.
I would like to correct it though.
I agree. Yeah. Now that I've read it, you know, the kind of points out.
You can totally roast Trishko.
That's all that
was.
I took 1 year of English. That's all I had to take as an engineer. So. You laugh because you know it's true.
You called it humanity.
Yeah.
4 years.
All right. There's no public hearings, and for the record, there's nobody from the public here. Unfortunately, we wish there were. Communications. New business, we have the review and approval of the vouchers. They were sent out.
They look fine.
There was one comment, there was one in there that for a application that ended up with the zoning board, Round Valley Dentistry, so that really isn't ours, but it started out being here.
It was here, that went there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So please clarify the apple.
Yeah,
I picked it up in Tom's report.
Yeah. But other than that, I've reviewed them. I'm okay. I'll make the motion to approve if there's a second.
I second.
Thank you, Ms. Kleinhans. Roll call.
1 second. Sorry, I'm a step behind you because the battery was low, yes.
Oh, okay.
And Sue was second. Okay, Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Thank you.
Motion carries.
Yeah, we can probably let you guys go. John and Tom? Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Can I talk to you, John?
Welcome back, John.
Good morning, John.
What day is it?
All right. Anybody have any reports they want to share before we...
Sure. Where do I want to start? We hired a... They all blend together now. A part-time administrative assistant to help in the office upstairs and down with the building department as well. So we got a person in, I think, 3 days a week, or at least part-time. And we did the performance guarantee ordinance, clearly.
Good. That's good cleanup.
And sit in your seats, but I signed, and it has been returned to us. The easement for the old municipal building.
Yes.
Countersigned by the State Historic Trust. And the attorneys for both parties are trying to figure out how to do the transfer. And I'm glad John's off, but Mr. Fernandez asked if anything was needed for an extension from here. And I said, talk to your attorney. So
that's great news. That's been how many years in the?
I can't wait for the transfer to happen.
That's terrific.
I've driven by that site with my dad and my sister every weekend for years, saying someday there's going to be a new building here.
I know. That's great news.
We did that. The redevelopment thing, tax abatement thing, for the first time, like 5 months into me being mayor.
So that was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
That's.
And this was the quick process that we thought would.
Well, to your point before the meeting started, this is government.
This is government.
It's historic, too. It's like,
that's not the enemy, and it's us.
So that is a very favorable development.
That's good news.
And on the open space front, Councilman Switlick and a very enthusiastic crew of volunteers completed an emergency rerouting of trails over here across the highway because they're getting ready to close and start construction end of this month, early next.
The heavy equipment is there. There's two pieces of there.
Oh, really?
The signs were up. Two pieces of equipment were there on Saturday.
Wow.
Silt barriers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Silt fences are going up.
Yeah, they had someone was in the office today asking about their work trailer.
Is it allowed there, kind
of thing? Well, they're supposed to have a permit so that they know. Yeah. We know where it's going to be.
Oh, okay. Not some random resident.
No.
Yeah, the contractor or the developer. Exactly. That's great.
Yeah, now he's going through the proper channels.
I'd like to see that.
I'm waiting.
Yes, because I'm thinking back.
They're going to go.
Larry doesn't let him. That leash is very short, I think.
Right. And there have been a number of inquiries made to me for different types of things, which I typically have them set up an escrow and talk to Tom. For different ideas on development over here.
Yeah.
Actually, we had one this afternoon, and we were supposed to have one this morning, but there were some technical difficulties, so that got rescheduled for the end of the week. That one is actually Kings and Crown Veterinary.
They buy the house next door then.
Yeah, I don't know that they closed yet, but in the works. And what they're looking to do is they built out phase one and the bank parking.
Mm-hmm.
They want to increase the space of phase two and add some additional parking.
Mm-hmm. Right, there was always a phase two envisioned from the beginning there, I know.
Yeah, yeah, but they need it to be bigger. So that means they're doing well.
I think that in that process where we have people come in and discuss it preliminarily is a good process, too.
Absolutely.
We've been doing a handful of them.
That's the best way.
We have another one. Yeah.
They get the,
and it's not on our dime, but they get the benefit of
Our experts. Right.
Of an immediate, well, you can't do that there. It's not going to work. Mm-hmm. This won't work. Or that won't work.
No, I didn't.
They'll call me in my first, I'm not vomiting, so you can set it up. And then they say, no, I don't know. You might want to think about that.
My former life, on a development side, I'm much appreciated.
You got a chance to go in and make that. Right.
You know, before you spend money on plans and make promises to senior management and stuff, it was really helpful. And the elected officials appreciated it, too.
Good.
So, that's all that I have. I'm sure Bill has some things he may like to add on whatever report he's going to give on Wednesday.
We're introducing the budget on Wednesday.
Now, are we on Wednesday?
It's on the agenda now.
Is it?
The file was distributed today. I was going to ask you if it's on the agenda.
I didn't see the file.
Okay, the file came out today. So I didn't know if it made it. It's not this week, it's next week. I was going to talk to you about it.
I haven't seen it.
There are pressing financial needs of the township. We are looking to increase more to come. I'm not going to preview that here at the plant report. We sold Concord finally.
Oh, wow.
I thought we'd probably sold. I don't know if cash came in. But
no, I don't think it's close.
I think it's
close.
Yeah, but $110,000 of $100,000 proceeds in that.
Not bad.
Yeah. I drove by that it's still a wreck of the property, so thank God it's sold. Hopefully it gets developed. I feel bad for those poor neighbors.
That was back when I was there, that was becoming a problem. Wow. So that's a long time ago.
The prospective buyer was talking to me.
Oh, good.
About rebuilding. So they would have to come to the board.
Yeah.
So are they local? Or?
Yeah.
Are they local? Or?
I I didn't get much information, but I don't think so. It didn't sound that way.
In fact, a little too rich for some of the locals.
Yeah. But it's good to see the town giving the money, and who knows, maybe we'll get a builder this time that builds instead of talks.
Good. Anything else?
Do you see the emails?
Oh. Well, the second group of things sitting on my desk until I got distracted by budget and other things, so my bad. And then John and I did have a preliminary conversation with Tom about Route 31, so we need to rethink on that a little bit with him. But he's got some other priorities first that take precedence before we get back to that. But we do want to get back to that, the whole warehouse thing and everything else floating around the damn town. Not the town, but the world, I should say, the state. Talk about the heinous plans in Trenton to take over, take our zoning again. The town of bad ideas.
I don't know if you saw that note.
I did. The
state has, well, some legislators have introduced legislation that would permit any undeveloped, unused office space, right?
Office or retail.
50,000 square feet and above. A two-year exemption from local planning, essentially.
It could be converted into mixed use,
yeah. By state edict.
Right, just takes away local zoning, local land use planning.
But right.
The methodology is very objectionable, of course, in the state with a tradition like New Jersey has. Having said that, though, we've talked amongst ourselves and others about the Ingersoll Rand building.
Exactly. There are some stranded assets in the township.
Sure.
The concept is not terrible. I'd rather be doing it locally than have it done.
Right. That's exactly.
It's sort of like the EV stuff, and you get like all the unintended consequences coming through. Mm-hmm. It takes you a long time to sort through.
Mm-hmm.
But conceptually,
if and when utilities become available, that could be a really nice use for that facility.
Right.
There's a rehab place right next door, Dennis across the street, hiking and walking paths. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see the old Foster Wheeler site apparently has now been sold.
Oh.
The Shelburne folks that own the nice office building out there picked up
the one in the back.
The other acreage, yeah.
Really?
So who knows what will. They're talking about some residential and talking about some warehouse.
Of course.
Well, light industrial warehouse.
Right,
kind of
right.
Thing. So, Lord knows where it's going to go.
It's a big white elephant. God love them.
There's a condo line there with utilities, and that once the build-out is known, then, there may or may not be some utilities or insurance left over for Clinton Town to do something.
The Ingersoll building, by the way, is up for auction at the end of the month. That's how it kind of came up in the bankruptcy. Public auction.
And what was the start?
They're just trying to sell it up.
1 or 1.2, it's not a great value, the starting point for the auction. It's been vacant for 2 years. They've got 6 months left, or 3 months, 4 months left on the Ingersoll lease. Then it's got nothing. Yeah. So the owner's trying to sell it.
$1 million?
$1.2 million, I'm going to say, $1.3 million.
You couldn't rebuild for that.
No, I don't think so. But that's the starting point of the course.
Yeah,
but
right.
This day and age, I'm at the end of
it. But the golf course, the whole thing sold for $1.3 million. Less than a house that we just talked about.
I don't know.
It's not the cost up front, it's the cost to keep
keep green.
Well, good.
Okay.
Anything else?
I have a question on the getting back to the ordinance subcommittee. Remember, Bill, when you came into the office and we sat down, was it discussed behind the scenes at all whether or not we would kind of merge and have one checklist?
Yeah, we haven't. I talked to some people about that. I still think we should go that direction.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking is there are a couple of things that are outdated in there, but one of them being the number of applications, copies that people need to submit.
Yeah. So we were going to pull in with this ordinance change and update the other checklist items. We just had a running list. So part of it, this was where we used to cross 6 of everything or 12 or whatever. And now, because we're doing digital, I guess, it's fewer copies. But other stuff, there's some other things, too.
Yeah, there were a couple of other things that, some point, I think item number 65.
It's one of the changes of zoning we did along 22 had to be reflected. So there is some other stuff we need to pull into that.
Just a few things, but So, yeah, so I guess the reason I'm asking is I think that would be something we could do very easily and very quickly if we weren't incorporating the administrative waiver into the checklist. So I'm just throwing
it out
there.
If it's important, we could do it. I don't object to it. It's pretty straightforward changes. I mean, it's a little paperwork, but do you think it's important to make your life easier administratively? Because you can always waive the requirement. Someone says, "Oh, you just tell them, you don't really need 12. I need blah blah blah."
But then you just got to tell them, so it takes time.
Thing is, people are submitting it.
Yeah, because
they're sending it. So the initial submission is six copies. So I'm catching them. They're not sending the 12. Okay, but they're sending in six, and to me, it's just kind of like it's just a waste.
If that's all it is on a simple thing like that, can't we just someone make a motion that we as the planning board?
I think the chair of checklist in the ordinance.
The checklist is part of the ordinance. So it's got to go through the process. The checklist is referred to the ordinance.
Because we changed it a few years ago.
The application is not, but the checklist is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be terrible. Maybe we just do that, separate the checklist, make that change before the checklist, then later we just do a second change.
I'm amenable to whatever.
We're going to update the ordinance, and hopefully in the next
soon, God willing. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Mara.
I love to think about it.
I've already tried. Yeah.